Durham games ended in circumstances none of us would have wanted, with a severe injury to Colin Warburton.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate. To be honest, I didn't see it myself, but a few of the players did, and yeah, it was a bad one. To be honest, my thoughts go out to the player, and the hope of a very speedy recovery.
Have you come across anything like this in your career to date?
Do you know what? I have, Mike. And it's one of those. So again, it's, you know, the game doesn't matter. You know the player's health. Obviously, we're still waiting in an ambulance. It's about 30 minutes, I think. You know, so as I say, my thoughts are just with the player, and the hope that he's okay, and he can make a very speedy recovery. You know, hopefully it's, you know, it's not too bad. And as I say, my thoughts with the player, and hopefully he can get treatment straight away, and you know, make it as good as it can be.
If we can be mundane and talk about the game, which, as you say, doesn't matter at the moment.
Yeah.
But main talking point was the sending off of the Hyde goalkeeper, Dylan Forth. What did you make of that?
To be honest, I'm not going to lie. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed because at the end of the day, we've standards in terms of how we want to do. We were you know, in the game. We were taking control of the game, and you know, Dylan, spur of the moment, Dylan's kicked out and gets sent off, so automatically we're down to 10 players. But the good thing in terms of, you know, we have Matt Dempsey, who to be honest is, you know, he's also got the experience of being a goalkeeper. So obviously we put Matt in there. And yeah, he didn't have much to do. You know, as I say, we started to dominate the game, even with 10 players. We went in, regrouped at halftime, went out, scored again. You know, that stage we were starting to dominate the game. And yeah, just again, very unfortunate in terms of the circumstances in which we ended the game.
Will you have to find a new keeper for Saturday now? Because I think it's a 3-game ban for the sending off.
Yeah, it's a 3-game ban. But again, I'll be on that first thing in the morning. You know, we'll find out the rules. You know, does the game count? What counts? You know, it will be addressed, and you know, we'll be making sure, because we'll have to get a goalkeeper anyway, to cover obviously the 3 games. So yeah, I'll be on that first thing in the morning, Mike.
Is Thomas Beaurepaire still part of the equation?
Yeah, Thomas has got a job. To be honest, that I think it's like a interpreter, you know, for, you know, a business that he works in. Some, you know, French people come in, so it's one of those where, you know, he's got that side work commitments that it's difficult for him to get to training and things, and really be with the group, which is important. That we, you know, I want to be a close group, that, you know, we work hard together, you know. And Thomas hasn't been here because of them work commitments, so it's, to be honest, it's difficult to consider. But you know, again, I think tomorrow we'll be on first, you know, on the ball, trying to get someone in.
I mean, it's, you know, the football continues, life goes on.
Yeah.
Game at Colwyn Bay on Saturday. Do events like tonight's, can they have an effect on the players?
Do you know what? At the end of the day, you have to look at, you know, the professionalism of what we do. I've said all along, and I'll stand by that, tonight I took a competition very serious, I think. And Saturday is obviously a big trophy that I think we can have a good run in. I use Nantwich as, you know, you look at last season, they got to the semi-final, so there's no reason why Hyde United can't. You know, again, we'll go to Colwyn Bay, we'll prepare properly for the game on Saturday, we'll prepare properly on Thursday, and with the best team that we believe, I'll go to Colwyn Bay and get a result.
Great, thanks
Mike.